SBS Radio.
Hi, Karen.
Good afternoon, Amit.
Can you please share with our listeners what happened and how you received a fine that you believe is completely unfair?
So basically what happened is that a couple of weeks ago I received a fine that where I stopped for a kiss and go next to my daughter's school. I stopped contrary to a non-stopping sign. I've called the council and I requested to view the photos, the footage that will show that I stopped somewhere that I'm not allowed to, because I know where I'm allowed to stop there. I've been at that school for 8 years. And all the reply that I received is that they're not obligated to show me any footages. And not only that, around school zones, they cannot take photos because there are kids there, which I understand. So my question to them was, so what is your proof to show me that I've stopped somewhere that I'm not allowed to? And then the answer was a bit concerning, because what they said is that they're not showing me anything, no evidence, and I just need to pay my fine. When I heard that, then I started to ask some questions. I said, based on what would you like me to pay the fine? The fine is $161. It's a very, very high amount of money for a fine. And they told me that based on whatever the guy said, whatever he filled up in the form. And then I said, stop, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to pay, because it just means that next week and the week after and the next 5 years that I have at that school, I can get more fines and I can't argue them. And they told me that what I can do is I can go to court, which was a bit misleading, because the first thing that they should have told me is that I can ask an internal review, which they didn't tell me that. So I filled up the form and I requested to be heard in court. And that's how it all started.
So just to make it clear to our listeners, what is a kiss and go zone and what are the rules applied for that sign?
Kiss and go, you have a sign next to school. Kiss and go zone is a place that you can pull up your car. You don't park, you just pull out for 2 minutes. You can drop your child there safely. They can enter the school. You just basically give them their backpack, you give them a kiss and they go, and you need to drive within 2 minutes. So we need to line up with our car there to wait for one car to drive, and then we can pull out there and drop our kid.
It's clear enough, but the fine seems to be nothing to do with the kiss and go zone. How was the offense described?
So the allegedly offense is stopped contrary to a no-stopping sign, which by what I'm thinking, I don't stop there normally. I just drive past that sign, because this sign is just before the kiss and go zone in the same lane. I have to pass that sign to get into the kiss and go zone, which means that if there's a car in front of me, obviously I need to stop for a second because I can't drive into another car. That's not stopping. My car is still on drive. I'm not pulling on the side. I'm just waiting for another car to move, because on my right-hand side, cars are driving. So it's not safe for me to just keep driving. I have to stop for a second until another car will drive.
Which makes sense. Otherwise, you will lose your spot in the queue. And if you are outside the queue, it's actually on the road itself, which is very dangerous. And apparently it's an infringement that lots of parents receive. Is this the first time you receive it?
It is the first fine for myself, but it's not the only fine that people get for the same offense. So I started to collect a database from other people in our community in Glen Eira that received exactly the same fine for stopping contrary to a no-stopping sign in outside of other schools. So then I understood that I'm not the only one. It's a big issue, apparently.
Sounds like an easy trap for the Glen Eira Council.
Completely, and I can explain why. Because I think that what they say is that because I'm passing through a non-stopping sign, it's easy, if I'm pausing my car there, it's easy to give me a fine and say, look, she stopped. But in every intersection almost, before a red light, you have that specific sign. I saw it. I started to take photos in different areas in Melbourne, and you have exactly the same sign. But if you stop there because you're waiting to turn left, for example, you have red light, and you stop there, no one will give you a fine because this is the lane to turn left. So why do they fine us next to schools? Because it's very easy, and because they don't need to take photos because they're not obligated to. So we just need to pay.
Right. Karen, what are you doing about that? What's your next move?
So at the moment, I'm still collecting data. It's been, I think, a week and a half or two. So every day I'm still getting more infringements from different people in Glen Eira area. They're sending me their infringements and I'm adding them to my list. I'm waiting to hear back from Glen Eira Council. I'm waiting to see what the next step with myself. And also I'm trying to work with a lawyer to understand what Glen Eira wants from us and to find a solution for the long term, not just for my specific fine.
Did you find it easy to speak to someone at the council about this?
Well, I didn't get any answers when I called them, obviously. The only answer that I received was in the Daily Mail Australia, in the interview that was there, that Mr. Torres, he's from Glen Eira Council, and he says that what I'm saying is that I've received a fine for a kiss and go stopping there, and he's saying that I stopped at the non-stopping zone. So where the issue is, the argument is, where did I stop exactly? That's the only communication that I saw from them. This is not really a communication. Someone needs to be there physically, and I said it before, I'm happy to meet someone from the council in a school day in the morning to show me what all of us are doing wrong, and also to explain to me how come they're expecting us to stop in a kiss and go zone without passing this non-stopping sign. There is no option. There is no option but to go through this sign.
And obviously it's hard to argue when there is no evidence, not even a photo or an inspector who approaches you to give you the fine itself. And what do you think should the council do about the area itself?
I think that the council need to think about the parking arrangements and the kiss and go arrangements around this school, because the school doubled itself in the past 8 years, but we still have the same amount of kiss and go zones, which is only 6. So 6 kiss and go spaces for 850 children, that's not enough. So it's very easy target for them to see so many cars pulling out in the morning and just send us fines.
Karen, what actions are you taking now with other parents to fight this issue? And what can I do if I receive a similar fine?
So first of all, if parents are listening and they receive the same fine, please dispute. Please ask for an internal review. This is their obligation to do, so ask for that. Don't just pay, ask for that. When you receive the answer, if they've cancelled the fine, perfect, very happy. If they haven't, you're more than welcome to send me a message and I'll collect those as well with my lawyer.
We will keep your details, and if someone is interested, he could contact us and we will pass your details. Karen Barak, good luck and lots of success in getting it all sorted soon.
Thank you very much, Amit.
sbs.com.au